Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Ayudhale Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzak from Ayudhale Home Care Plus. We have a radio program that's reaching out to the handicapped, the disabled, the shut-in, people that go through difficulties. And today I have with me my guest, Larry Mall, and he's written a book called The Beaten Path. And he has written a book about, Larry, why don't you tell us what the book is about real quick, and then we'll go into your background.
Okay. Well, then the book is on addictions, chemical and behavioral.
Mm-hmm.
It covers a wide range of, how addictions start, why people do the things that they do, which is, mm-hmm. Kind of difficult to understand sometimes.
Exactly, even for the person that's doing them.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that's right. What you're helping. Now, the people that would be interested in your book would be hopefully the people that need the help. But would it be helpful to the people that are, often people that need the help don't want the help? Would your book be helpful for the people that are surrounding them that know they need help?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the person, people with addictions, and of course, they're a number of different types of addictions.
Mm-hmm.
We think of often drugs and alcohol, but there's so many other ones,
right,
also.
Right, right.
A lot of times people who have addictions, they're not quite ready to let go or let go completely.
Right.
And the family members and loved ones are often much more interested
and
more ready mm-hmm. for the individual to get help. And and they play a very important role in helping their loved ones. And it could be their sons, their children, their spouse, just a friend, a loved one. They play a very important role in helping that individual to come to a place where they're ready to let go of the area that they have to change, the behavior, the chemical that's controlling their life. And so this book really breaks it down, I think, in a way that helps that person who says, this is just makes no sense at all,
mm-hmm.
And after they read this book, I believe that they'll have an understanding as to why the individual is doing what they're doing and why it continues in spite of the serious consequences that are taking place in that person's life.
And how to bring them to a point where maybe during conversation they can actually help them. Is there steps to take towards helping that person come to wanting help at all?
Yes, there's some steps definitely to encourage an individual towards a path, and also to discourage certain things that you may be doing,
right,
which
enabling
them to
exactly.
towards that. And,
yes.
And in the book, I did write a chapter on interventions, how to actually
perfect
to bring that person, hopefully raise their bottom, as we call it.
Yeah.
So they don't have to hit as far down as they might do on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a complicated area to do an intervention. And a lot of other things where family members and loved ones can play a role. If nothing else, the feedback I'm getting from people who have read it, who are loved ones, is they find it comforting,
mm-hmm.
The information comforting to know
right.
that it's not all their fault, or even their fault, or
right.
What they can do and can't do.
Right. Okay, Larry, we're talking about your book, The Beaten Path, and we can find your book and order it at www.larrymall.com. Go ahead and spell that for us.
Okay. That's LarryMaule.com, and of course www.
Right, and they'll find it there, more information, and be able to order it there. Larry, go ahead and tell us what your background is. How did you come to the point where you're able to speak with any understanding and authority on the subject of addictions?
Well, first, Lynn, I in 1983 I ended up in serious I was in serious trouble before that. But in 1984, I ended up sitting in a jail cell for the first time in my life.
Mm.
And I had been trying to do things to support my drug and alcohol addiction.
That's a wake-up call, right?
Oh, boy. I got on my knees. I had the chaplain come in, and I surrendered my life to Christ in the jail cell.
Yeah.
And after that, eventually the Lord blessed me with an opportunity, and I ended up going through a long-term rehabilitation program as part of my probation
mm-hmm.
in 1984, and I graduated that program. It was called Operation PAR in Largo, Florida, and I went through that program and graduated in 1987. And I stayed in contact with their program for a couple of years doing volunteer work. And in 1989, I ended up working there, starting working there, and worked there until as a counselor until 2005.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that gives you a lot to talk about. And we, you know, so many people need help out there. Larry, I used to have somebody in my life that, as a disabled person, somebody in my life that turned to alcohol to the point where, you know, it was just, I mean, it's just like part of your body, like, you know, one of your arms or legs that's not working right anymore, you know, because somebody close to you, mm-hmm. and you don't know what, you can't do anything about them. You can't make somebody change.
No.
So I would have really liked to have some help, you know. I was just praying for the person, but, you know, their life didn't turn around while I was with them. So that, you know, that's something that doesn't always work out in the timing that we'd like. But tell me one of the best parts of your book, how you're going to help people that have addictions. What do you explain to them? How would they benefit from your book?
Well, you know, that's hard to say because there's different chapters that seem to resonate
okay.
with different people in different areas. I think when I basically wrote the book, I mean, I've been teaching these things to individuals for, well, I've been in recovery for 24 years.
Okay.
But I've been teaching them professionally for, you know, 16 years or more,
mm-hmm.
you know, many, many classes and groups. And so these, when I decided to write this book, I said, you know, I was thinking, why can't I, you know, rather than teaching it verbally, just put it on paper.
Okay.
And so these are a combination of, you know, many of the ideas and groups and thoughts, processes that I've been working with people with for these years.
So you counsel people as well? Individually, do you do any counseling, or you just did it all in your book?
Well, I did it, of course, in as being a certified addictions counselor.
Okay.
And that's what I try to just basically lay out in my book from beginning to end as to what addictions is, why it begins, why it starts, and progress all the way through into what is recovery and the different types of treatment programs, different avenues, Christian, non-Christians, combination of the above, 12 steps, Christian 12 steps. And of course, why do people relapse? And I wrote a whole chapter on that
okay.
as to why they do relapse. And it seems baffling why people return back to their addictions. And this explains why they do.
Mm.
And, you know, also there's a lot of areas that lead to why people do return back to their addictions. There's a lot of different area, prescription medications, mental health issues,
mm-hmm.
So many different causes, complications in our life. And I have a relapse prevention plan in the back of the book, and a format that explains, you know, how to use it.
Mm-hmm. So you talk about drugs and alcohol for one type of the most common type of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You have even an mentioned prescription medications that people become addicted to, which can often be very, very commonly disabled people, people in pain.
Mm-hmm.
They do tend to go that route. What, how do you think somebody can prevent going that route? Do you have any comments on that? Yeah, when they're in pain and it's not helping them, and you know they're leaning on that medication to the point where it's killing them.
Well, you know, they have to catch it early. And one thing to know is that people who maybe in reading this book, you may have an idea, and you may see some behaviors and some patterns in your own life,
mm-hmm.
or your loved one's life that may raise a red flag for you,
mm-hmm.
and say, you know what, maybe, you know, I'm heading that direction, or maybe my loved one may head that direction,
mm-hmm.
or maybe my child. Who I wrote a little part in there about a friend of mine who has a 14-year-old son whose father's an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's some high risk factors for that young boy.
Mm.
You know, so I those are some things that people may want to take a look at. You want to catch these things early before they start,
mm-hmm.
if at all possible. And if they do start, then, of course, the earlier you're able to get to it, the better off you are.
And if it's already too late, you said, do you have some intervention methods that you suggest in your book, right?
Oh yeah. There's definitely, once an addiction begins, you know, there are some people who are just really hardwired for addiction.
Right.
And once, and I I was one of those. When I took my first drink, mm-hmm. I was 16 years old. My whole life changed. I went from a world of black and white to color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all my anxieties, all my fears, all my insecurities, and I felt a euphoria that most individuals, my friends, weren't feeling. They just felt high. I felt a great euphoria. And that's very common for people who are hardwired for addiction. Once they take their first drug or alcohol that happens to be their drug of choice, mm-hmm. that seems to work for them, they get hardwired into addiction almost immediately, sometimes immediately.
Mm.
And, of course, some of the things that you could look for would be a family history of that.
Okay. I know that you've said that your book covers both secular and Christian viewpoints because you kind of cover the whole range where whatever might be most helpful, and people can draw on both the physical aspects of addiction, and you've also covered some spiritual aspects. And mm-hmm. I think you mentioned, I like one of your chapters the most, where you experienced some deliverance yourself. Did you care to share about that?
Oh, absolutely. I was sober for 16 years. And I was still addicted to tobacco, which mm-hmm. is really common for people with addictions. You know, mm-hmm. we hold on to some things.
Right.
And it was really causing real medical problems, and I was unable to stop. Everything, I tried everything, and I was desperate. So I went through a deliverance ministry, and I went through one time, and it was very powerful. I wasn't set free, but I did go back for a second time and was completely delivered from that.
So you really had to want that enough to go back again. I know a lot of people give up, you know, when they don't have success the first time, but God blesses us when we're diligent about, you know, wanting something. You know God wants you delivered from this, so just don't stop until you get the deliverance, right?
That's right. You just keep on going. I fasted and prayed and went back, and I was really, really serious about wanting to be set free from this.
Right.
And I walked away amazingly with no withdrawal, no craving. I went in there with craving withdrawal and walked away with none. It was an absolutely miracle.
You were absolutely delivered right away.
Absolutely.
But so I really totally agree with you. And, you know, something's not, you know, it's God's will for you to get deliverance. So that faith is necessary to keep holding on to. And you know, if you're not getting it right away, you're not trying, you know, this isn't working, that's not working, I'm still not set free. I totally recommend fasting, and that breaks some strongholds in your life, does it not?
Yes, I believe it was a crucial part.
Praise
of
God.
Being set free.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about the book, The Beaten Path by Larry Mull. You can find it on www.larrymull.com. That's LarryMaule.com. And we've enjoyed having you, Larry, on the program. Thanks for joining us. We hope your book does well, and we hope that it's going to help several people in our audience. You can hear this this broadcast again on my website, hisability.com. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilate at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.